politically incorrect to say it, but that's the difference between jam and marmalade.
Are
we on?
Yeah. So this is the it's the Dunk and the Will blog. We haven't done one of these for a while. We're very bad at these.
I thought it was the Barks and Batch blog.
Oh, it's that as well. We're very bad at doing these. You realise that? We need a secretary.
Well,
we need a PA.
It's difficult.
It's kind of like a Monica Lewinsky thing going on.
Well, you wouldn't get any more work done if Monica Lewinsky was around. You'd probably get less work done. She'd get a couple of extra jobs done.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. Yeah, so apologies, because we've not done one of these for a while. And we originally stopped writing the blog because we thought it'd be more fun to record an audio blog. Mm. And it is the Barks and Batch audio blog. So apologies, but there, you know, made the apology, move on.
We thought we weren't very good at writing. It just turned to... just turns out we're not very good.
Full stop.
Full stop.
At remembering anything. So what we're going to do is we're going to talk about some stuff that we've done on this show, on the Duncan Bark Show, weekday mornings from 9. Stuff we're going to do on future shows. A little bit of a twist, because for some of the future shows, you're going to do it.
Yep.
Because I'm on secondment.
You are.
Yeah. I'm going to sort of like, well, my hair's receding, but I'm going to dye it white. I'm going to get a beard and pretend to be Phil Easton for 3 days.
God, I thought you were going to say Kim Hughes then.
It's a bit harsh. where do you want to go with this?
You're going on breakfast, basically.
Yeah, I'm going on breakfast for 3 days. And whilst I'm going on breakfast for 3 days, you're going to be doing the Duncan Bark Show.
Is that wise, by the way?
What?
Because you're quite... Do you mind me saying this, revealing something?
Go on.
About your... Well, you're all right by 9, and by 12 o'clock you're quite charming, but I find you a bit grumpy in the morning.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Well, have I been rude to you?
No, you haven't been rude.
I'm not rude to you.
You're just a bit...
unapproachable.
Sullen.
Yeah.
And the thing is, that's okay, because there's only a couple of us in the programme room at that time of day, between 7 and 9.
Very true.
But if you're on air, you know, you could be broadcasting to literally, you know, dozens of people.
I'll tell you what the problem is the last time that I worked on the breakfast show with Kim... it was in the summer months, and of course it was very light.
Yes.
You know, and now it's dark. It's dark in the mornings. I'll be driving through the Birkenhead Tunnel at, what, I don't know, about 5 o'clock in the morning. It's going to be dark.
And also in the summer.
I'm going to be so miserable next week.
I imagine in the summer, Kim would have looked glorious.
She always looks glorious.
In a light summer frock.
Yeah, kind of Laura Ashley floral print.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas in the winter, I mean, she'll still look glamorous, but more wrapped up.
Yeah. Though she's better to look at first thing in the morning than you.
Correct.
So, what are we going to do? What have we done recently then?
Do you know what really kicked it off on Monday?
No.
We thought we'd have a bit of fun on Monday.
Oh, yeah,
with
a
light-hearted topic. So we did Poo Sticks should be taught in school. Poo Sticks, as in the Winnie the Pooh game, invented by A.A. Milne, Winnie the Pooh. You drop a twig off a bridge, you run to the other side of the bridge, see if it's come out first with the current of the stream or the river. God, people got a bit upset, didn't they?
Yeah, I mean, I think Poo Sticks is a good game.
Well, I think it's a good game. We established that. Mm. But we had an angry lady called Anne in Ormskirk, I think she was, who said she's never listening to our show or indeed our station ever again.
Why was she so upset?
She said we should be talking about proper stories.
Well, this radio station does talk about proper stories.
I know.
They talk about proper stories on The Breakfast Show. They talk about proper stories on The Drive Time Show. They do proper things on Pete Price's show.
They do sport, which is proper, sort of, between 7 and 10.
We sometimes do proper. But, you know, either you fall into two camps on the Duncan Bark Show, weekday mornings from 9. You either get it or you don't.
Anne doesn't get it.
No.
But we had a lovely call from a cabbie, I think it was called Ian.
Ian.
Who told us about he takes his son, playing a kind of a variation of Poo Sticks, Poo Apples.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound very nice.
No, it's not nice.
So it just goes to show, Ian the cabbie gets it, and from Ormskirk doesn't get it.
Yeah, some people weren't happy about that. What else have we done? I'll tell you what I enjoyed, and this was a couple of weeks ago. This was, it was the Osbournes.
Yeah, Mick Wall.
Now, Mick Wall, I'm reading his current book. You know the book he's written about the Osbournes?
Yeah, I noticed that had gone from my
desk. I've nicked it, and I'm reading it. It's fascinating. He spent a lot of time with Ozzy Osbourne, a guy by the name of Don Arden, who is Sharon Osbourne's dad, who was one of the most notorious men in rock management. Really notorious. And also with Sharon Osbourne as well. So when we were talking about Sharon Osbourne, and we wanted to kind of work out, you know, plastic surgery, reality TV, all kinds of things.
Annoying kids.
We thought we'd get Mick on. And that was an interesting interview. I enjoyed that. The book is quite interesting as well. And if you want to hear it again, you can log on to citytalk.fm, my page, Duncan Barks, and have a listen.
Correct. And I'm going to get Mick on in a couple of weeks' time.
Yeah.
because
yeah.
he just happened to mention to me off the cuff at the end of the conversation
that, slipping it in,
that the Osborne's book wasn't really his main work. It was kind of a thing he enjoyed doing, a bit of a stocking filler. His main work, you'll like this, he's written his lifetime opus thingy bob.
Yeah.
What do you call that thing? Opus?
Don't know.
Magnus opus?
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, his main achievement is a book all about Led Zeppelin.
The great Led Zeppelin.
He's written a definitive history
of
Led Zeppelin and all about the band. I'm sure he spent time with them as well. He seems the sort of guy who would have done.
He's so rock and roll, he really is.
So we'll do a show about that next week, I reckon.
Did you say Led Zeppelin?
I did.
Mm, I like Led Zeppelin. All right then, so what else are we going to be doing?
We are going to be doing next week.
Yeah.
Well, I'm doing 3 days.
Yeah.
Because you're on breakfast. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be talking about cyclists. You know I'm a cyclist.
Aren't you?
I'm getting upset with other cyclists when I cycle home.
Blimey.
In the dark.
Really? You're prepared to admit that you're upset about, you know, your fellow brother when it comes to two-wheel cycling?
Well, as I've explained to you before, I'm not a cyclist with a capital C. I'm a bloke who cycles to work because it's cheaper and it gives me a bit of exercise. Mm-hmm. But it's really annoying me. And to be fair, proper cyclists don't do this. It's the other amateur cyclists who don't have lights and don't have proper brakes. They don't bother wearing the right gear. They don't obey the rules of the road.
Yeah.
And I just want to ask, why do they get away with it? I'm going to ask the police if they'll come on the show.
Yeah.
Why do you never pull over a cyclist? I've never seen a cyclist being pulled over.
It's a very fair question to ask. I think I'm reaching a conclusion. And again, I look forward to hearing you actually having this conversation. But you're a road user. Be treated exactly the same as a car driver.
I don't see why not.
No. What else are we doing? I like your idea of domestic appliances going bad.
Yeah. That's because, I don't know if you know this, we're doing that on, I think, Wednesday of next week, or if you're listening in 2 weeks' time, Wednesday of last week.
Yeah. If you're listening in 2 weeks' time, it was a great show last Wednesday.
It was fantastic. Yeah. Joey Ramone of the band The Ramones.
Yeah.
Is that his actual surname, Ramone, or do we just call him that, like, in the end?
I think he changed it by deed-poll.
Gotcha. Mm. Anyway, on that day, several years ago, it's the anniversary of him scalding himself with an accident involving a teapot.
It exploded.
So we want to do, when domestic appliances go bad, which household objects have injured you? I want people's stories on how they've... You might have trod on an upturned plug. That gets a lot of us. Mm. You might have electrocuted yourself on a toaster.
Mm.
You might have trapped your fingers in a dishwasher.
I once...
That reminds me of a joke. Can't tell it.
I got a second-hand turntable. Because I like my turntable, I like my vinyl, as you know. And I purchased, well, I didn't purchase it, actually. It was on a thing that you do on the website in certain parts of the country called Freecycle, where people just say, I don't want to chuck this away, I want someone else to have it and reuse it. And I contacted this woman who had a turntable. I went and got it and stuff, and I took it home, and I kind of, like, plumbed it all in and stuff. And I pushed the button to start it going round and round, and I was holding on for some reason to the power cable.
Oh, clever.
Yeah, I got an electric shock. And I couldn't work out what the hell it was. I was like, ow, what's that? Because it's very rare to get an electric shock these days because everything is so secure and so insulated. And the experience I had was kind of like akin to, you know, did you used to have a railway set when you were a boy?
No, I don't think I did, actually.
Like a little Hornby set?
I wasn't a traditional boy in that sense.
I had a little Hornby set, and you put your train on it, and you turn on the little red switch, and it goes red. Have you got your tongue?
Yeah.
And you put your tongue against the live rail.
Yep.
Yeah. Ow! And it was exactly like that.
Don't try that in real life.
No, don't, kids. Well, it's going to be a good week next week, isn't it?
Looking forward to it.
And if you're listening to this in 2 weeks' time, you missed a great week's worth of shows. I'm going to do the Led Zeppelin stuff.
Yeah.
And also I'll be asking the question, are you a tea slut?
Oh, I look forward to that.
Yeah, it's very important. I think people are very loyal. Most people are loyal to a certain brand of tea.
Mm.
Though, of course, you're one of these people who just goes for whichever tea bags in their box or on the nearest offer because it's 99p off or whatever. Then, frankly, you are a tea slut.
I'm a tea slut.
Are you a tea slut?
Yep.
You slut. Anyway, that's the Duncan Barks show and the Will Batchelor show in many ways. Stuff coming up. Anyway, what was that joke again?
Well, you see, the difference between jam and marmalade is that you can't...